Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is your boy Big T from Extreme Sports telling you about all our shows right here on Extreme Radio. You can catch us on www.spreaker.com/users/BIGGTYML72. You can also catch me, your boy Big T, Extreme Sports, featuring your boys King C's, Marvin Smack, LC, E-Dub. You also catch my boy J-Real for J-Real Hip Hop Show, playing all the local artists around the world right here on Spreaker.com. You can also catch my girl Tanya Staley on Political Nation right here on Spreaker.com. Catch Extreme Radio all on the major apps, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, CastBox app, SoundCloud app, all the major apps around the world. Don't forget, yo guys, Extreme Radio, www.spreaker.com/user/BIGGTYML72. And you also catch us by calling in at 919-335-3988. Your boys at Extreme Radio.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Big T right here on the Extreme Sports with Big T. King C's is here. The Marvelous One, Marvelous Matt, is here. What's going on?
What up?
Yeah, we in the building, man.
We're in the building. King C's.
You know, you have it today, too. I know you have it today.
I am excited.
Yeah, you sound elated, man. You sound very
We're going to get to why I'm excited and why that I feel so great. Because, hey, the Cowboy fans been coming out from everywhere. We here. We're going to the Super Bowl, this and that. But y'all got stomped today.
Y'all get stomped every week. We ain't going to talk about that. We just had a bad game. He just didn't do nothing. He didn't make a whole lot of completions. He didn't make a whole lot of our offense that really do too much. I mean, defense was pretty decent. I mean, we just started running for shit, but it was just kind of we supposed to put up more points than that.
Y'all averaged 40 something points a game at home.
Yeah, so we were supposed to put up on something, but he just came back. He can't get into a rhythm. I don't know what happened. Something told me that since they didn't have their starter, we need to keep Prescott on the sideline. Maybe we got a clone Prescott.
But he didn't play bad, though.
I mean, yeah, next week we'll be back, though. I'm taking our bets next week. If anybody wants to gamble, they feel lucky, you know.
But, you know, it will be the quarterback controversy all this week. Now, you know that, right? For one game, I bet.
I said, I'm going to take all bets next week. If y'all feeling like we went off and we done fell off and that's the end of the road and
I didn't say that.
Okay, then what are you saying? I'm saying this to anybody. It's a nationwide public service announcement.
Okay.
Y'all feel like you want to bet something next week. Put something against the Cowboys next week. And we'll see if we can right here singing the same tune.
Yeah, I didn't say
that.
Y'all got
the
best three. Y'all got the best three receivers in the league, I feel. Zeke ain't 100% back. But hey, the offense running good. I didn't say that. I just said it feels good that hey, I can't hear this jump. I can go. I don't have to work this week, and then I don't have to go to work and hear about the Cowboys. Oh, it feels so great.
You got to work when you do go back. You better hear about. You go back next week, though. You gonna be right back on the show. My will went to work this week.
Oh, so, and then I'll see who y'all play next week. I'm about to find out right now.
It don't even matter, man. You can play Jesus Christ and the seven disciples.
Y'all play the Falcons.
Jesus Christ and the 13 disciples. How many disciples do you have?
Who? Hold
Jesus
on, I'm about to look at the stats right now. I'm looking at the stats right now. That will
19 for 39, 232 yards,
2 touchdowns, 1 assist.
I mean, there was no, like our running game. I mean, it was a lot of, we just didn't click today for some reason.
Right.
I mean, we looked real bad. We looked real bad, man. We were going for fourth down and not making any completions.
Y'all went fourth down a whole lot of times.
And we ain't make that a whole lot of times either, man. We just look real bad out there today for us.
Right.
Burden. But I can't say we feel better than the Washington Redskins or the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's all you care about. Man, no Patriots won today. Who going to the Super Bowl?
We are.
Okay.
I mean, that's the bottom of my soul. You said the Patriots. You what?
I think the Patriots won.
You said the Patriots won today, sir. That's all he said about.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
let,
cool.
Let the man get some time about his team.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about that man's team, man. I just didn't know what you said about the Patriots. I ain't got no problem with the Patriots. We already beat. We're going to beat them. We ain't worried about them, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well,
you know, I don't have to act like. I don't have to act up because, you know, we still used to winning.
Yeah, y'all used to winning. You got to give you that, man.
Oh.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. Well, what are you trying to say? We ain't used to win, or are you trying to say the Redskins ain't used to win? What are we going to do?
Any diss, let me clarify that. Any diss that I have to say, I will always be extremely clear. Now, we all know, as far as us three and anybody listening in attendance around the world, that there's no team sorrier than the Washington, football team. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why I keep calling the Redskins. He disrespecting the Indian like that. That should be just, you're right. I should say the Washington football team. Yeah. My bad.
We'll get back on this subject in a little while. But I want to get on this subject what I saw today. I didn't pay attention to the list like I should, but I really looked at the list today. So, and I'm pulling it back up now. I don't know if this list was just put together or in order that people think the people are on the list. So, LeBron James is the number two player in the world in the top 75 that all time that people think. And, hey, you know, hey, I ain't going to agree with it. But this is me. Y'all call me the Big T hater, LeBron, baby, Ron hater, whatever. I really don't feel like LeBron James. You got Michael Jordan. You got LeBron James. You got Kareem. You got Kobe. You got Magic. You got Bill Russell. You got Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain. The list can go on and on. But he's the number two player of all time in the world that ever played. Come on now. Go ahead. I'm going to let C's go first because I know what Matt going to say. C's, you go first.
Okay. Well, since you know what Matt going to say, you undecided about what I'm going to say. I'm going to put it to you like this, man. I can see where they could put LeBron James at number two because we really will. It's going to be a long time before we ever see a player of that caliber come from high school straight to the NBA and cause all that hell like he caused and lived up to the hype. I'm trying to figure out if there's a player that lived up to that type of hype before. Jordan didn't come out. Kobe didn't come out like with that much hype, man.
His first year,
he didn't even want to play with the Charlotte Hornets and all that. He didn't play that much at the Lake. He played, but he didn't play. They had Nick Van Exel down there doing, you know, so they had a lot going on there. So he wasn't just immediately thrown into the spotlight, like to get him the ball. LeBron came into the game taking the Cleveland Cavaliers. Team that hadn't been nowhere since Brad Doherty, Craig Elo,
Mark Price,
them guys. And then they didn't win shit. You know what I'm saying? He took the Cavs and won something with them. He took a bus team and put it on his back. He proved that he could do it by himself. Well, when he was doing it by himself, he didn't really accomplish nothing, but he accomplished a whole lot because it was like the whole team, everybody had to get together. Everybody had to build a juggernaut team to beat that guy. Some of the best players in the world. With KG, when KG, Garnett, Paul Pierce was together, man, and Rondo at the point. Man, that was like some of the best flowing offenses you can see besides the Golden State Warriors, of course. But back then, they had to fight them every year. So he got past them. He didn't get past them, but he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? He put up a fight. That was a three-headed juggernaut that he had to fight against, man. And he took him to the wire damn near every time. I think he might have beat him a year or two, but the point I'm trying to get to is we haven't seen that caliber player else. He was better to me. He was a better built athletic person than Michael Jordan himself. Only reason Michael Jordan is better because Michael had the killer thing and the 6-0 in the final record and never going to a 7-game. It's like he controlled the whole narrative of the playoff. It's like you knew when the series started, you already knew. Like really the season was over with. After the playoff started, the season was over with. You guys hand the trophy to the Bulls. It's just how many games they're going to beat y'all in. Basically, he did that 6 years. 3 years, took off, came back, and did it 3 more years. So, and then he had to fight. He had to climb on the mountain. So, of course, I would think Mike is the best. But as far as specimen, man-wise, we have never seen that like LeBron James. He'd probably be another 20. I don't even know if we're going to be able to see it in our lifetime before we see a player as dominant as that guy is, man. And still to have a 17-year, what, he's been in the league 17, 18 years, and he's still playing at the level he's playing at. Even Michael Jordan couldn't even do that. Look at this. And I know you want to say Kobe before him, which I would have tried to put Kobe before him because of, you know, Kobe passed, and then because, you know, Kobe had five rings and what, five out of seven championships, but you got to look at it like this, Mike. I mean, Kobe was really just a carbon copy of Jordan, but we already seen that before.
Yeah, but
he did
okay.
His own way, but we already seen that before.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
So to me, putting him at number two is, I feel like that was only right.
Okay.
I can understand that, but if you put Kobe in front of him, or if you want to put
Magic, Kareem.
Come on, let me get Kareem. Hold on, wait a minute. Before Kareem, the 16th championship, Bill Russell. If you want
right.
to put Bill Russell before any of them guys, then I can see why you would do that, because he, you know, 16 championship, other 12 other player, and four as a coach or something like that.
Yeah.
But the point of the matter, he did it a whole different way too. So it's a lot of ifs and ands that you can move these guys around in, but just only because we've seen the Michael Jordan era, we've seen the Kobe era, and we've seen the LeBron era, we didn't really see the Bill Russell era. We just heard about that.
All right.
So and if you want to go statistic-wise, he's the greatest of all time, if you want to go in that route. But as far as what we've seen in our 40 years, in our 30 years, in our 20 years, in our 15 years, it's going to have to be – it's going to be the debate between them guys. And I want to go with Mike first, and then, you know, we've seen – I mean, if you pick a Mike, then take Kobe second. That's something like, well, okay, we want to see Kobe, see Mike again with Kobe, but I got to go with LeBron second, and then I go with, you know, Kareem, Kobe, whatever, after that. I understand
right.
LeBron being number two.
All right, Matt.
This is my opinion.
The floor is yours.
Well, this whole conversation is bred in hatred, so there's nothing there's nothing that anybody can say that's going to change Big T's mind.
Yeah.
But at the same right. token, if you have a list where LeBron is not top three or at the very least top five, then I bet, and this is for anyone, that you just don't like LeBron.
Yeah,
I have been honest about this. You know, of course, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, condolences to Kobe and his family and everything. I mean, that's tough. I didn't like him. Not personally, but because Kobe was so good, he was stopping the teams that I wanted to go. You know, he was knocking them out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, it's not a personal grudge. He was just that good. And he used to say, like, embrace the hate and embrace, you know, and use that kind of stuff as fuel. But if we're going to go basketball and we're going to go stats, you know, you can't use the rings all the time. And, you know, this is a debate that we always talk about. You can't use the rings all the time because, you know, you got then Bill Russell or Robert Horry should be the GOAT.
Right.
So it got to be more to it than just the ring. But then you say we go to the stats. Now, of course, if you building a basketball player, you're going to build them like LeBron. But the difference is, just like King C said, the difference is that mentality. But it's not like LeBron was a scrub or he's a scrub, but the mentality is what separates them. I talked about this before. Physically, Dwight Howard is a better imposing person. But since he didn't have the will of Shaq, look at what Shaq could do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Dwight was – he was stronger than most people he played against, but he could run faster and jump higher, similar just like Jordan and LeBron.
Yeah.
But the mentality, you got to put, you know, you got to put Jordan number one. But if we're going to talk about what we've not seen before and living up to the hype, man, how can you not put LeBron there? That pressure that man had to deal with straight out of high school, and right now he's still putting it on these young cats. He out there playing with 20-year-olds and abusing them. So if you want to go longevity, you got to give it to LeBron, because you know LeBron at this age versus Mike at this age, who you giving it to, Big T?
Mike.
Man.
I'll give it to Mike because it's determination.
You can be determined if you want to be.
It's determination.
He can be determined if he wants to. He can't.
Yeah.
That boy can't do no
damn. If Mike is at his age with his bones not hurting, okay? I'm just saying, with his bones not hurting and physical can do it, I will always go with Mike. Because his determination to beat you.
So you would go with Mike at 36 versus LeBron at 25?
Yeah. Mike was 36 and NBA still knocking people down. What you talking about?
Man, you crazy. What did Mike walk out?
At 40, 41, 42. He walked out with 41, 42.
When was he not relevant?
At 36, he would still win the title. Because Mike retired about 37, 38.
So we're going to act like Washington didn't happen.
Well, yeah, Washington happened. He got old. Those bones got old. What I said, if he can physically do it, and those bones, those knees got bad on them. They did in Washington. But he can physically do it at 36. I would still go with Mike.
So you would say
Mike, and Mike, when Kobe was what? When Kobe and Mike hit, it was, I looked at the game not too long ago. Kobe was what, 22, 23. Mike was 36. Mike hit 37. Kobe hit 36, 4. Something like that when they met in Chicago.
So why would I say Mike? To prove your hateration, it was a whole lot of other people on that list other than LeBron that were rated way higher than what they should have been. But we ain't talking about them. We talking about LeBron.
I'm wrong. It's not the same list. I just looked at it. I'm wrong. I apologize. It's the Slam magazine top 75. Because in the top 75, Tracy McGrady or Vince Carter is not in the top 75 of all time. In the Slam 75, they are. I'm looking at it right now. So it's a different list.
But T-Mac or Vince ain't better than LeBron.
T-Mac would have been.
No, we ain't talking about would, could, should have.
Hey, right. Injury-wise? No. All right, okay, healthy-wise. If T-Mac had stayed healthy in Orlando, come on now,
what? So you trying to tell me T-Mac had a greater impact on the game when he was healthy than LeBron did?
They changed the rules.
No, we ain't got nothing to do about era. We ain't got nothing to do about none of that stuff. But
Yeah, I'm saying it.
Oh, man. No way.
He was a better player.
No way.
He was a better player. Now, in this top 75, all right.
Thank you.
All right, in this top 75, you got LeBron at 2. Well, you got Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant he could be the top best player in the NBA right now, but you got LeBron at 2.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But
Kevin
even
Durant,
if you give KD,
Kevin Durant is 11 on this list.
Okay, but even if you
give Kevin Durant, man, that boy too damn feeble. Let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. He can never do it by himself. You can't
because
play
of his mentality. Because of his mentality, but Big T ain't gonna see that.
He got a whole lot. He got a whole lot of growing up to do, I think, like mentally. How can I put it? Maybe he need to be more humble.
But
I don't know. It's something about him. I love his game. I love his game. Like, I'm a Kevin Durant fan. But it's
right.
Something about his killer. Like, his killer ain't there. Like, he ain't got that Jordan killer. He ain't got, he don't even really got a LeBron killer, but he a hell of a ball player all throughout the game. I don't know how to explain it. There's something about him that it's like.
But I can say,
I love him, though.
I can say he's one of the best players in the NBA. He could be compared. He could be
thought
about as the best player in the NBA right now.
Yeah, but he ain't in the GOAT conversation. He ain't in the GOAT conversation at all, though.
Like I said, I was still.
Well, yeah, Big T,
I still don't think. I still don't think LeBron deserves to be in the GOAT conversation.
No, he top five dead or alive. I don't care who you say. He top five dead or alive. But ain't nobody saying, ooh, KD. And KD, boy, I'm talking about, boy, he can get buckets. He can score with the best of them. But he has never been in a conversation. He may be in the conversation the best to do it right now. You know, the best in the league now. But Giannis ain't playing with these boys. So he had Nick, but I don't know if he still got it. Because Giannis is here.
Yeah, well, boy. Yeah, everybody, hey, the boy coming, man. We got some guys coming off of Jalen, what's Jalen's name? Jalen, there's a lot of guys out here, man, that's coming along in this league, man, that's really trying to put their stamp and become great, man, in this league. You got Luka.
Yeah.
Doncic.
Dallas.
Yeah, he blazing his trail. And you got, if you want to talk about Damian Lillard, like, it's a lot of guys, man, that they're forced to be working with.
I'm going to make y'all throw bricks at this statement. Y'all going to probably throw bricks at me. I'm picking Ja Morant over Kyrie Irving.
I agree with that.
What?
I would agree with it. I've been a fan.
I like that boy, man. I really been wanting to see him do his thing, but like the last couple of years, he really haven't. You know, took it to the extra level. But he beat us twice, and he put us out there when we was in the bubble thing, going to the bubble. He kicked us out. But I'm just saying, like, as far as him, well, if you go mentality wise, that's an easy pick. Like, that's not even a question. I'm gonna definitely go with Ja Morant.
Oh, I
want
to expect that from y'all. I want to expect that from y'all. I was thinking about that. I've been thinking about that for 3 days. I was like, man, they gonna talk junk to me when I say it.
But I'm talking about the player. Now, if you want to talk about a Kyrie Irving that's dedicated and that's gonna go out there and play. And he got to go outside the game. Don't think outside the game with all the extracurricular shit. And I'm going to definitely go with Kyrie first. But I like Ja Morant is way more athletic, well, as far as explosive athletic, as far as dunking and all that shit. And, you know, whatever. But he's way more exciting player. I'd rather have him on my team. Like, I'm definitely more of a Ja Morant fan than I am a Kyrie Irving fan. But if I want to get down to the nitty-gritty, if Kyrie Irving come out there and play, man, it's going to be a hard pill for anybody to swallow because he can do some of everything, man. With him with the ball in his hand and he's playing like he's supposed to play, he's making everybody on the court better, too. So, you know, either way, but I understand what you're saying. That makes me, right now, I would pick Ja Morant over Kyrie because of his outside antics, too, though.
Yeah,
I ain't knocking what he's doing, man, because But I think if somebody paid me millions, I don't know, man. I can't really speak on that because I ain't got vaccinated myself, and I ain't trying to get vaccinated, so I can't really speak on that. I don't even, if maybe he got enough money, that shit don't even really matter to him.
Well, I feel like he definitely do at this point in the game. I feel like he do.
Yeah. So maybe that's where his focus is. I know he got plenty of investment shoes, and you know, so he got revenue coming in. So I can't knock his decision. That's like you got to figure.
I wouldn't either. But see, what happens to him is this: it's not just that. It's like, last year it was something, and the year before it's something. You understand what I'm saying?
So it's always something up with him. Even when he had LeBron, he didn't want to be with LeBron because he wanted to be the captain of the team. Or it was just always something with the guy. So yeah, that's why I was saying his mentality. I would definitely pick John Morant first, but if you could get a dedicated Kyrie Irving. Yeah, you probably would be one of the best players. He probably could be one of the best players in the league. He could be the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
He could get a dedicated one. But I don't think I don't think he really want to play with all them stars and Brooklyn, to be honest with you.
So you think that he may be somebody who's just okay, even if I just sit here and lose, as long as I get my numbers? So, like an early Russell Westbrook?
Yeah.
Right. He was half in Boston. And that, his name was, before he got hurt, right, it was a good, pretty good team. And he developed those other guys to be a whole lot better. So,
right.
I don't know. I just think he just got that mentality. He just the world revolves around him right now.
He's just a controversial guy.
But he, you know, I give him respect in Boston.
He did his thing in Cleveland.
Yeah, he didn't want LeBron in Cleveland.
No, because they had to make him all them promises, boy, and then LeBron came back and he won't a man no more.
Right. He ain't like that.
No, they done told him this is your team, all that stuff.
That shit is. You know, when daddy come home, you know, we're going to go to dinner, anyway, but. Ego shouldn't have been. He came. I always want to win a ring, but I'm not into the ego situation. I'd rather have the ring. I don't care if I got it.
I'm gonna ask another question. A guy told me he put on the post while I put the post in that he think, and obviously it's a white guy, that Larry Bird should be number three. What y'all think? Larry, on this list, he's 10.
Well, he got an argument now for at least number 4 or 5. If you put Magic, wherever you put Magic down, so you can put him right the other side. Him and Magic, you don't tell yourself. I can understand that.
Right.
How many rings?
I feel
got
the same thing.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Magic got, well, Larry got, what, four? Three? Three or four?
Yeah, man, Mumford seemed to overlook Larry Bird. And he said, if he had the top 10, that's cool, but I think he might deserve. He might could deserve a number 5 or 6 seat, man.
So they got over him. Over him is Magic. I agree with it. Magic, Bill Russell, Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain, Tim Duncan. I ain't gonna say I won't put Tim Duncan ahead of him. Or
I might can switch him and Tim Duncan up. I mean,
I might can switch Shaq, him and Shaq too. I'm just saying from what he brought to the game. And he was one of the baddest white guys out there.
But that's the fact that he white don't mean that he should go higher on the list.
Yeah, I understand that, but I understand but what he done to people though, man. I understand what you're saying, yeah, because he's white, but
yeah, and then if we gotta put Magic on the pedestal, we gotta put him right there with him, man, because that was his rock. They gave that to each other everything they can handle.
Right.
Yes, sir.
They bought the NBA back. Like the NBA had died one time, you know what I'm saying, as far as like the ratings had went down. When Magic and Larry Bird came, he helped revive the NBA.
Right.
Once again, he brought the white people in, Larry Bird brought the white people in, and Magic with the flashy shit brought the black people in.
Right.
So it became like the nation had, you know, two teams to choose again, okay? You can be a Celtics fan, and most of the white black people were Lakers fans.
Right.
So you gotta, yeah, he's very, very detrimental to the league. And after them, that's when Mike came in. So they got the league on fire for Mike to come through and burn it down. So
yeah.
We gotta get. I can put him in the top 10 definitely. And if you want to put him in number 6, 5, 6, I wouldn't be mad at that. But I got to go with Kobe. I got to go with LeBron, Kobe. I got Mike, Kobe. I mean, Mike, LeBron, Kobe.
I throw
Bill Russell in at number 4. Then I throw Magic in at number 6. And I throw Larry Bird in at number 7.
Who is number 5?
And you can, number 5? I said number 1 would be Mike, LeBron 2, Kobe 3.
Kobe.
No. Not Kobe 3, but Bill Russell 3, Kobe 4, Magic Johnson 5. Man, yeah. Larry Bird is on 6. Or you can put, it depends upon preference, though. Whatever you prefer, then you can put Lino Magic. You can put Bird's and Magic is 6. Mm-hmm. But either one, cause they both did the same thing. Basically, just one for the different race. I'm trying to find out. I boy, what race is either, though.
Who?
Larry Bird, it wasn't racist.
Yeah.
There was a lot of propaganda that came from the media because, you know, black against, you know, we always had racial tension and the racial division in the country. So that's just a picture that kind of painted. But, just to be fair, I would go with that.
Okay.
You got a whole lot of pioneers. Jerry West? Jerry West is on the logo, and he don't even be in the conversation hard.
And he don't want to be in the logo no more. He want to get the Kobe.
Kobe?
Yeah, he want Kobe to be on the logo.
Yeah, that's what I said. Huh? We don't get anybody that had to be Mike.
Man,
put Michael Jordan doing the his tongue out where he's on top back as their logo. As official new NBA logo. Yeah, man. You're gonna have to do it before he passes anyway.
All right.
You have to. Why wait?
Right.
And you're impossible. You're gonna have to pay me to do that. You're my logo.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to touch bases with this. Anybody heard about the Scottie Pippen book yet? He coming out with all he talking about almost everybody. Everybody.
Mm.
So anybody saw that looked at the Chicago series yet?
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen it. I just heard the content, but I ain't really looked at it.
Yeah, you need to sit down and look at that first, then you understand a lot. But I see where Scotty coming from. Scotty talking junk about Mike, about the movie was supposed to be about them, but mostly it was about him. They cut a lot of stuff out that was supposed to be. Mike talked junk about Scotty to a certain extent in the movie, but at the same time, I think he can go both ways. But you knew it would be about Mike more anyway, but it really didn't talk about the team more than it should. And I think that's where Scotty coming from. But Scotty he going off on everybody in the new book. He coming to everybody hard.
What's the name of the movie?
All right. Let me look at it again. I called it wrong. I looked at the series.
I'm talking about what's the name of the Michael Jordan.
That's what I'm about to look at again where I called the name right.
This is my Last Dance.
Last Dance, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's a Last Dance, right? Evidently, who they were talking about?
Mike. You know, they were talking about how Mike came in, really. They're talking about the last run with the Bulls and how everything.
So why are they getting, hold up. Okay, I just wanted to point out that fact, right? The name of the thing is The Last Dance.
Right.
So why? Okay, that wasn't Scottie Pippen last year playing with the Bulls, was it?
True. It wasn't nobody last year. Yeah, it was.
Evidently, it should have been we focusing on Michael Jordan last year in the league. That's the name of the thing. That's what I was assuming looking at the caption or the title.
No, really. No,
so I think it's a lot of hate. Huh? I mean, they talked a lot about a lot of shit, but because that's
right.
Where he did it, and he did it in the locker room. And they had a camera following him.
Right. They talked about a lot of shit. They talk about the
Mike got paid.
Oh yeah, Mike got paid good, but they talked
so
about
Mike
the first run and the second run.
Yeah, but I don't feel like.
Yeah, but
I understand. There's no need for that hate, bro. Like I don't.
But you know,
like
Scotty.
I guess he feels forgotten because.
Yeah.
He was a Robin to the greatest player of all time.
Yeah,
and
but
he got back, man. You had to have Robin. He was done.
Scotty clapped back because of Mike really pointed him out about a lot. Scotty took a bad contract during his playing days in Chicago. Scotty won't get paid like that. So Scotty made his money off endorsements. And Scotty really clapped back at Mike. Mike told him his fault.
Get that
right,
but how?
Mike
but
told
if
I Mike helped him get a shoe deal, then.
Yeah.
But
he got that bad contract. ahead.
Yeah, but Big T, if you tell me that y'all hiring, right?
Right.
And I come down there and I get a job, I'm on the same team. You're not responsible for my pay. I'm responsible for what I negotiated for.
Exactly.
You made sure I got down there. So I can't get in there and then I'm mad at you because you're in a higher position and I'm not getting paid what I feel like I should be getting paid.
Right.
That if that is what Scotty is doing, Scotty's wrong. You can't count that man money and say, I deserve this. You only you don't get paid what you're worth, you get paid what you negotiate for.
Right.
So so that would be on him. So it's in essence if that's what it is, he count the next man money and you don't do that.
Right. So it's a lot. And he clapping back hard about him and Jerry Krause, their relationships. I think he went at Isaiah about the Dream Team situation that Scotty and Mike didn't want him on the Dream Team. And Isaiah said, if was concerned with Scotty, so he wasn't important. So it's a lot. So I'm ready to read the book because I know he'll be on Good Morning America tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He's going to be down there. Fly. That joke ain't going to be able to go to no NBA arena.
Right.
No, we got some for him, man. Really? I got some for him. I need to change myself. He ain't got nothing to talk about Mike nowhere.
But we got shout out to Scotty though, because Scotty, hey, he got our picture on his page. So Scotty's been looking at our show. He got our picture on his page on his Facebook page. So shout out to Scotty Fifth, Scott 33, Chicago Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
My own boy.
My man 50 grand.
Right, exactly. So I'm very interested what's going on down there about that book. So, we got 14 minutes. So I'm going to let Steve talk about his little boys real quick.
Why don't we talk about my Cowboys for? You already talking about them, man.
I ain't going to talk joke about them right now because I would actually admit they are a very strong contender in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. A strong contender. I would give them that respect. I think they got the offense to do it, and they got the defense. I'm not even going to talk about this year. I can't talk about this. But
you can't talk about y'all ever.
Because we made so many mistakes not doing anything about it way too long. So
changing y'all name. Y'all come up with a name, but you can have to talk about it again. But
this is last year of the football team. The end of the season, we will be a new name, so they will be official. And hold on, I will talk about.
I can't wait to hear y'all say y'all name. Y'all come back and say, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl this year. Okay, y'all got a name change.
Well,
roster
I did
still
get
the same though.
Right, I did get a chance to talk about it last time. And I think I'm pretty sure y'all heard about the John Gruden situation, where John Gruden got he resigned as a Raiders. It's been about 3 weeks now, about 3 weeks. But the whole situation was because over the Washington Football Team sending emails, I guess, to his brother, and at that time GM, I can't call his name. The GM of Washington, they was real close. So, you know, Washington got in trouble for throwing parties and stuff, getting women to do things that they didn't want to. A whole lot of complaints, over 150 women. So the emails that came from John Gruden was in the Washington Football Team lawsuit. So they are trying to open that case back up to take the team away from Daniel Snyder. Right now, Daniel Snyder cannot do anything publicly and do anything with the team. The only thing he can do is stuff behind the scenes. His wife got to be the front runner of the team. He can't do nothing. So from what I'm hearing, he's about to lose the team. The guy for Amazon is offering to buy the team for $8 billion. And say by another couple of weeks, he should sell the team in about the next couple of weeks. So. Yeah, you heard it here. Say it. Go ahead, Cease.
You said by what, man?
By the Washington football team. They should be sold by the guy, the owner of Amazon, want to buy the team. And the way it's looking, he going to buy the team. So.
He could have got him a dog or something, man. He ain't had to do all that.
In the lawsuit of women, they were trying to get women to do favors, you know, sexual favors, stuff like that. They went to a party vote, lawyers and stuff like that. They invested in the team. Women got complaints at the office, a lot of places. So there's over 150 women that got complaints over the team.
I'm so sick of
these.
I might shut my mouth up.
So go ahead.
So
what you
got to
say?
Nah, I probably was going to say something that probably been politically incorrect or something. But also, I don't understand what's going on with these women. Everybody going on. These women, I don't know, man. We need to protect our women or something, man, or better, or I don't know what we need to do, but it's always something with these women.
Men in power.
But I think these women be knowing what they're getting into. Like, if you're not with it, don't play with it at all. You know what I'm saying? If you're stepping, just because some people got some money, you're stepping around, you just want to get the money out of the situation, but you don't want to comply of what they asking you to do. But you knew beforehand, before you came, what the situation was. I feel like you should be held accountable as well then. I know you say, well, no, that's true, that's a fact. But if you go to a jump-off party and you know everybody over there happy, all the other women that came there happy, you seen them get a couple of $100 or a few thousand or whatever they get. And you want that same few thousand, you take that few thousand, but you don't want to put out. And you want to cry about, I've been molested or I've been, I don't know, man. Don't play the game, man. It's like, you don't want to do the crime, don't do the time. You don't want to play the game, man. You're going to win the fucking prize at the end. If you playing the game, you're going to end up winning that prize sooner or later. So, I don't know, man. It's a thin line. It's really a thin line in that situation. Right. So, I don't know.
What you think, man? Kind
of... I'm just glad we grew up in an era where everybody didn't have a phone.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
They don't need no phone on social media now. They'll bring it up. Get a few dollars there and get famous. Somebody pull on something that you did in high school.
I know, right?
Yeah, Matt gave me fried candy bars and took me behind it. I didn't feel he used me drugs. I think he put drugs in those candies. You were the candy man in school, though, but. But you were the candy man at school, but what's so you?
What they could talk about, they could be like, well, Reggie put pictures on a person's back leaving out of Mr. Whittemore class. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Kiko, I think it was Kiko.
Kiko Vine, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, I cried that day. Well, I did cry that day.
Yeah.
Anything come up.
What happened to Mr. Whittemore, man?
What kind of Yeah, you can't even talk on that. You can't even talk. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hell of a guy. Man. Yeah, Mr. Whittemore. Last time I seen you.
Sorry, BT, what's up?
Yeah, we was at North Hit Day. Oh, yeah, did North Hit yeah. Friday night?
I heard they smoked somebody's boot. Like, I heard they went up, like, what, 55, 65, something like that?
Wow, go Panthers.
That's what I heard now.
Oh, okay. So, all right, we'll go back to the Cowboys and I'll give them a little credit for it now. Just a little bit. Like I said, I think y'all got the best team, one of the best teams in the NFC. I say y'all the best team in the NFC right now. I think y'all better than Tampa Bay. They're going to wear down. They are Tampa Bay too old. But, you know, the league going to take care of Tom Brady. We'll see. AFC, it could be anybody. So, but right now, I give y'all the NFC right now. And I didn't say that. I don't know who he's talking about like that, and talking about these things. So,
somebody telling the truth, whoever they are, I appreciate them telling the truth.
You ain't got to give it to them. They acting like they're gonna take you.
Right.
Yeah. Whoever said it got plenty of good sense because they ain't saying nothing about the Redskins. So, Mark Fulmer said that, man. They ain't saying nothing about the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, that's a smart man. Man. They ain't saying nothing about the
New York Giants.
Yeah, so that's a smart man. Man. The midget.
Right. So, I think y'all just... Today now, Denver, now their defense brought it to you.
Man, they spanked our ass today. Let me tell you something, man. Boy, Dak Prescott can come out next week and test my ass out of the season. Now, mark my words. we're going to put up some numbers next week, but this week here, he need to eat. Yeah, he must have eaten his Wheaties this morning. Either they brought a phone out there to try to make it feel like we had Dak Prescott back, and they really want Dak Prescott out there. But, man, yeah, we got Bendis' mindset, the Lord. We're going to test the ass up next week, man. I'm taking all bets, too, Big T. I'm going to go. Matt, let's go to Chapel Hill, man, see the Browns play.
The Browns. They're playing
Browns. Yeah. Brown University.
Yeah, didn't I see them play Elizabeth City?
Yeah, they play beat them 83-55.
What is that about? Oh, but nah, that's a negative for me, though. I'll be at work.
Yeah, we're going Friday. That's something I say. I never walked in the Dean Dome. That's my goal. I'm going Friday. I don't care. I got a ticket. I'm still walking in the Dean Dome.
Well, my Tar Heels get beat on Friday. I don't want you to ever go to another game.
Oh, you think I'm a dick?
I'm just saying, man. You've been a Redskin. I'm sorry, a Washington football team fan too long.
I've been to Tar Heels since 81.
I get that. But Tar Heels ain't been on the same trajectory as the Washington football team.
So, I got to go get me a new Carolina shirt. I already got my hat. I got like five hats. So, I got to go get me a new Carolina shirt. So, I'm straight.
So, who else going so far?
Right now, J. Real. And waiting to hear back from Chauncey. See, waiting to hear back from C's, too. We ain't got the okay yet, though.
Right now, me and
J. Real.
Be like, hey, I know y'all ain't going somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Until you know that, man, throw your ass in the house. You can see him on the TV. I'm seeing your work. You can't get on your 5'6". No, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man.
So I just be like, all right, damn. I go in my room with my pout. I don't know what she is.
Yeah. We got another
minute.
Said,
what you say? I said, ain't it.
Before we get off, what y'all think? What's going on with the Lakers, man? Come on now.
Man, when you wear skirts on, man, you can't worry about that else in the world, man.
Hey, leave Brody alone, man. Leave Brody alone.
I was gonna call him Brody Shorty, man. He keep acting like that. Man. Yeah, wrong with that guy, man. He want to be that tough. He want to make that shit back. I don't get him, man. I like him. I used to like that. Well, I still like him, man, but that shit weird, man. I thought you was a gangster or a Nip. He wasn't doing that stuff with Nip well around, man. I love Nip rolling over his grave right now. Like, what you doing, huh? You funny. But, yeah, man. Even when we took his stuff out of the game, he was shooting what? 1 for 13, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I seen on an article, man. Damn, poor fella, man. I know y'all gonna get it together. I'm pretty sure, man. Something's gonna happen for y'all.
I think it's the culture. I think Frank Vogel is not the right coach for them.
I just think Kyrie, because he's gonna make it a lot easier.
Huh?
I said I just like to thank Kyrie for making it easier for us.
Right.
So you really think about it, who is, you know, the real coach is of the team?
Look, he done got rid of a whole team. He done got rid of a whole team, a whole entire team. That's pitiful.
They're going to have to come to the understanding, man, that they're going to need some youth. Win a championship. All them damn veterans on the team like that. I mean, that's cool, but.
You can't run no more. Too old.
More of my words, though.
You ain't got no proven veterans, though. I mean, you got some proven. Like, you ain't proved Westbrook to be no champion yet. Yeah, Melo damn certainly won no championship. He's been playing some of the best ball. I mean, I think he got the most threes, right?
Yeah, Melo's doing okay.
Yeah, Melo's shooting like 50% from the three, 52%.
Yeah.
And
everybody else.
But mark my words.
Yeah, go ahead.
If Klay come back 85% or better, it's going to be a problem.
All right.
Yeah, man, we do look like.
It's going to be a problem because don't nobody tank. As a whole, don't no team in the league score as easy as them. Because of their ball movement. I'm telling you, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, you're right about that, though, man. Even with the squad we got, we really do be moving the ball. These boys starting to make some shots. If they make some shots, man.
Well, Golden State, what, 7-1?
I don't know what their record is. If that's the case, it's better than what I thought it was.
Yeah,
I ain't think we were. I thought we lost more than one game. And again, I've been trying to focus on this football, really.
All right.
Yeah, so we've been crossing. It got rough today, boy. It got rough, young man. Boy, try to put us to sleep. Yeah. It wasn't even bedtime. I think it was too early in the game or something for them guys. Those guys hadn't fully woke up.
Golden State is 7-1.
Okay, then.
Utah Knicks 7-3.
Who? Utah?
Mm-hmm.
What the Lakers is?
5-5.
What are the Lakers? Not what
five
the Lakers
five.
Is. That sounds like.
Yeah, the record.
Okay. Yeah,
five and five.
I just sound like a guy from Canada or somewhere. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to Canada, man. Shout out to Canada.
Yeah, well, that's my stomping ground, so.
And it sound, I sound like you just then.
He's stupid. Oh.
Whatever record is.
5-5. Yeah.
505. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's pretty. At least they 500, man. When they get this, when they turn, I mean, when they turn this corner, they're going to be pretty tough, man. But I don't know about nobody no championship like that. What happened to AD? I heard that AD and Dwight Howard went to the burn house and shot the fade in the backyard. Y'all hear about that?
No.
Nah, but we couldn't lead it like that, though. I tell you that. We couldn't lead it like that.
Hey, you remember your brother sent me beat up Conor and made him run. Hey, you remember that, Matt?
Nah, beat up who?
Beat up Conor. Conor Wahab. Conor Abdul Wahab. You remember him? The African boy,
nah,
man.
My brother
African.
had quite a few run-ins.
Yeah, man, we was out there playing ball, man. He just took off on Conor, man. Conor took off running and said, yo, I'll be back. Conor ain't never come back, man. That was fun to be you. Ooh, well, it was a good old day, man. But, yeah. Golden State
well,
rain this year, too, man.
Well,
I might get a 3-for-3 this year. Well, my granddaddy Braves. That's my granddaddy Braves. He's Atlanta Braves, man. So.
Yeah.
I only got him over here. 95.
Yeah. Well, we off the air now, so we'll hit this same time next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right, brother.
All righty.
Shout out to the Washington football team that's going to win everything. Oh, you know,
somebody going to beat you tonight, man. I'll beat you again tomorrow. So, man,
I know what
you're
talking about. All right, bro.
All right.
I appreciate everybody joining in for Extreme Radio with your boy Big T King C's Marvelous Matt. See you next week. Peace.
Okay. It's the boy in O'Diamonds, and you're now tuned in to the greatest show in the world, Extreme Sports, with my man Big T King C.
You're going up out of here.